Well, it's sad, although it's something that we've always thought existed, that there was a link or an attempt to get the linkage or attention of ISIS and the rest. But clearly, the armed forces of Nigeria and allies would continue to discharge the offensive with a view to getting those areas freed. It will not deter us. It will only make us more stronger and committed to the fight against terror in the land. The fact that the armed forces have been recording a number of successes of recent may have led to this new development, because they have been decapacitated, they have been degraded, and most of them have been dispersed from various camps and certain communities where they've always had their presence. So I think this is an attempt to look for support from other areas, but it's just clear the armed forces and government of Nigeria will stay committed to this fight, will not be deterred, will throw in everything to defeat Boko Haram.
Some are suggesting that Boko Haram has resorted to suicide bombings based on the military offensive being launched by Nigeria and its allies. What can you tell me about this development?
Again, we had even issued an advisory that this could be possible because of the trends that we saw. And so they are really actually dispersed. And so the best thing is to go to distant communities and also attack soft targets, motor parks and markets. So there is heightened security and encouraging messages to citizens so they can be more alert and to report such suspicions or objects or persons to the nearest authorities.
What is the current situation on the ground concerning the military offensive against Boko Haram? There were reports of Maiduguri attack recently by Boko Haram, but what has been the current situation on the ground so far as we speak?
Well, attacks have actually receded from the city of Maiduguri, although last week or 2 weeks ago there was an attempt at Konduga, which is about 55 kilometers from Maiduguri. But most of these attacks have been repelled, and the insurgents pursued with devastating consequences on their part. Of course, the latest attacks in Maiduguri are from suicide bombers who detonate in crowded places and motor parks, as I said earlier. Only yesterday, along Damaku Maiduguri Road by Benishe, the town around after Damaku was Maiduguri, two suicide bombers traveling in a golf vehicle, on sighting the military, alighted from their vehicle and went into the bush to detonate explosive materials that they obviously had had with them on the whole ground. So there is heightened security and alertness, and I assure you the best that can be done will be done.
There were reports that Chadian soldiers were prevented from further going into Boko Haram stronghold by the Nigerian military. What can you tell me about this report?
No, I don't have information about that. Only that I know they have had a series of collaboration and the number of protocols that have been signed and they are working. No, I have no information that to the contrary of the implementation of the protocols.